Looking back at Baltimore and also looking ahead, the prosecutors, as you know, late Friday, they charged six Baltimore police officers with the crimes that range from murder to assault and the death of Freddie Gray. That was the 25-year-old African-American whose death last month of injuries apparently suffered in police custody touched off first peaceful protest and then a night of rioting, some ongoing unrest, looting, chaos, etc. That is now wound down, curfew lifted, National Guard stands down in the state of Maryland and in Baltimore City. So where do we go from here? Does it appear that justice is going to prevail in this case with quick charges that were handed down by the district attorney? Joining us this morning to discuss, criminal defense lawyer. He's a former U.S. Navy judge, advocate general, lieutenant commander, and an expert in military justice here, which doesn't exactly apply specifically, but certainly the overall realm of how justice moves forward does. Brian Buford. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So when you look at where we stand right now, first of all, let's go back to the charges coming down. We were told it's going to be a long investigative process, no stone unturned, et cetera. Charges then were proffered very quickly by this district attorney. Did that surprise you at all?
You know, on one level it does. When charges are brought so quickly, obviously there has been a lot less time to do a proper investigation. And so, you know, as a criminal defense attorney, that's something that would certainly pique my interest, that the charges were brought this quickly, particularly charges that are this serious. So I suspect, as I think we all do, that the reason for that is to quell unrest.
Mm-hmm.
And that does appear to, you know, have occurred at this point. Now, that, you know, they may end up reaping the whirlwind if these officers aren't convicted, and you can tie it to the fact that they moved a little too quickly. That's further down the road.
Brian, there was discussion here immediately after and with the press conference and amongst those who follow this very closely on the ground reporting that this was as much about what these officers didn't do as what they did do. With this young man in custody. Now, as someone who is a criminal defense lawyer and has to defend in a court of law, that presumption of what your job is and what you should have been doing versus any action you actually committed, how difficult is that going to be for the state to prove?
Well, I think you've touched on the very issue that really turns this more into, in my opinion, a manslaughter situation than a murder situation. Although, in Maryland, unlike, you know, a lot of other states, they had a second degree theory of murder called depraved heart murder, which
right.
is what they've charged Officer Goodson with, the driver of the van,
right? Yeah.
But essentially, in most other states, that's just a very high form of manslaughter. In other words, a depraved heart murder does not require an intent to kill, but it requires that the actor, that Officer Goodson in this case, was taking such an extreme risk that someone could die, that the risk was so great, and that he knew or should have known that they can charge him with the second degree murder. So I don't think anybody is alleging that the officers intended to kill Freddie Gray, but they all behaved in such a way where it appears to be clear, at least it's clear on the evidence, that they didn't give, you know, the slightest care about his well-being.
Once their pictures were out, their mugshots and everything, there seemed to be, so we have three white officers, three African-American officers, and that does change the dynamic with the case somewhat in terms of public opinion, does it not?
Well, it might. You know, I've kind of go around in this, and you don't want to just say, well, you know, somebody's white, so he or she is going to always behave a certain way, or somebody's black,
sure,
so they're
going to
always
right,
behave
right.
a certain way. But I do think that, you know, we see it in the Greek system in college. We see it in the military, and we certainly see it in police departments, that when you become a member of a quote unquote brotherhood, there's certainly a lot of pressure to behave the way that your brothers want you to behave. And so I think that the skin color of these officers to me is a red herring. I think they're police officers first. And either, you know, minorities or whites the second.
The attorneys who will be representing these officers in the days and weeks to come, do you expect there'll be a lot of close consultation amongst them, or Will this be the kind of a case, as some happens on occasion, where, you know, everybody kind of goes off and does their own thing? They're represented singly, et cetera, and there's not a lot of crossover. What kind of defense do you expect, and mixture of defense do you expect in this case?
Well, I think that this all happens so fast that it seems to me unlikely that there's going to be one officer who would have a lot of information and could testify against the other officers for a
right.
you know, for a better deal, which is something that you often see
right.
in multi-defendant criminal cases. You know, there's oftentimes depending on the situation, there might be a rush to the prosecutor for some, you know, to be the first person to get a good deal. I don't really see that happening in here because, number one, the events took place so quickly. And number two, there was nobody else in the back of that van seeing what was going on during the hour trip, you know, only until the very end when they stopped for the fifth time and let another prisoner on the van, which my understanding is that Mr. Gray was already either unconscious or dead at that point. So, you know, all we see really are the actions of Officer Goodson, who was the driver, and then all of the officers who ignored Mr. Gray's request for medical attention and certainly didn't do what I think a minimally decent officer would do, and that is buckle this poor man in the back of the van so he doesn't slide around.
Brian, before we let you go, does it seem like the wheels of justice are turning here and this will both diffuse the situation and result in what we would hope would be a proper verdict after the evidence is seen?
I think we always hope that. And unfortunately, in recent weeks and months and years and decades, we don't always have a good reason to hope for that, but I still do.
All right. Brian Buffard is a criminal defense lawyer, formerly a U.S. Navy judge advocate, general lieutenant commander, joining us this morning talking about the Baltimore case going forward. Will be interesting indeed. Thank you, Brian, for being here.
Thank you, Dave. Take care.